there are three levels of precognition that we're going to talk about, because once you understand the difference between these levels, you can kind of see where you might fit into the picture or where, you know, one concept might work better than the other. The first level is what I would call a prophecy. A prophecy is clear and predictable, has the highest accuracy. It's somebody that's getting a direct communication, possibly from God, that is saying, you know, this is absolutely going to happen. This is, you know, I want you to go out and talk about this. And some of you may discount that factor, but if you look back at the Bible and even other religious manuscripts, you can see that there are prophets out there that have predicted things that have come to pass. Even if you look at individuals like Nostradamus, who made a lot of prophecies that came to pass. You know, when he made those prophecies, there was no possible way that he knew that they were going to come to pass. And a lot of people don't know this, but even Nostradamus was using some drugs at the time in order to attain some of these prophecies that he did do. And a lot of times people that are seeing things will actually alter their situation by using drugs, hallucinogens, those types of things. I'm obviously not going to recommend that you do that. I'm going to recommend that you do it as naturally as possible. Are you going to get to the point where you can see prophecy into the future that is totally accurate? That I'm not sure of, because everybody's going to be different. Everybody's going to take the skills to a certain level. Of course, there are people out there that will. And sometimes if you don't manage what you're learning, you could actually lose the skills or the ability. So again, it's still important to practice. The next level is what's called a future prediction. That means it's possible, it's probable, but can change. I mean, it could be that you say, hey, this is going to happen, but there could be some factors involved that change the situation. So again, it is a future prediction. It's very possible that it could happen. And as a matter of fact, it might even happen in a context of what you were thinking, but because of a certain situation, it changes. Happens all the time. And that's a pretty normal type of thing. And sometimes people say to me, well, how is that a very good future prediction if it changed? Well, things can change from time to time, from day to day. And just because you see something today, that doesn't mean that it's going to be exactly that way tomorrow. There could be something that changes. I'll give you a good example. If you are predicting, if a friend of yours is getting a job, let's say, you predict, you have a vision that he's going to get a job at ABC Company and he's going to start there next week. Okay, so that's good. He's going to get the job there. But something happens where maybe there's an accident or something happens, the stock goes down, and they decide to put a hiring freeze on, your friend doesn't get the job. Now, does that mean that the future prediction was inaccurate? No, it just means that some things changed in order to alter that prediction. If those things hadn't changed, the prediction would have actually come to pass. Now, obviously, you're thinking, how could you believe it would come to pass if those situations changed? They do change. Situations change all the time. That's why when we look at future predictions, you have to kind of go with the flow. You can't always say, okay, it's 100% accurate, because sometimes you get a feeling, but something changes within that feeling, and you will notice the feeling change too. Now, the next thing is a hunch. It's on the spot, feeling or vision, very brief in duration, sometimes very highly accurate. You get a feeling that somebody's in trouble. You give them a call right away. Hey, is everything okay? They tell you that they just fell down the stairs. Okay, it's something that flashes in. A lot of times it has to do with the fact that you are very close to someone. You've got a very big energetic connection with people. I've got an energetic connection with a lot of people, my family, my friends. And so if something goes wrong, sometimes I will get a flash, a recognition, and I can give them a call and say, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay? Sometimes you get those flashes. They can be inaccurate. It could be somebody dreaming something crazy, and next thing you know, you're thinking that something happened to your friend. So again, all of these things that come down in the precognition have to be tested. They have to be things that you take a look at, and you know, really analyze the information. Again, as we analyze the information that we're getting telepathically, that we're getting mind-to-mind communication, we're always testing that information. We're putting it back into our mind and seeing if it's accurate, taking our subconscious mind and always checking the information. The information today may be a little different than the information that we received yesterday. And so you have to learn how to read that energy in order to see how accurate it is. So always keep that in mind, that the energy and the level of the accuracy of the precognition can change depending upon where that information source is coming from.